Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech guy. Here he is. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony. Morning, Lockie. Morning to all the listeners out there. What a great day. We're one day away from the football. Isn't that great?
Oh, I know. Geez, it's firing right off tomorrow night.
I know.
You jump ship this year, or are you staying with your Port Power boys?
I don't jump ship. My God. Just let people know, yeah, we're just a working class club, and we're just going to try and etch out a few wins this year. That's all what it's all about.
Just downplay it at the start of the season. That's what they do, don't they?
Well, I can guarantee you this: Port Adelaide will finish higher than the Adelaide Crows. That is a given.
Ooh,
I'll guarantee that.
I'd guarantee that too. So yes.
All right. Now, emergency calling on the iPhone in this modern climate. This is an important feature.
Look, it is. All the instructions for this are up on the website. So, yep, I know people can dial 000 on there. There's a couple of other little features on the iPhone that actually make it, you know, if you get stuck in a situation where you need to dial 000 and it really is an emergency or something, you really should just know how to do this. So on the iPhone 8 or later, if you press and hold the side button and the volume button, there's an emergency SOS slider appears. So you actually drag it, it will dial 000 straight away for you. If you continue to hold them down, a countdown begins at 10 seconds and an alert starts sounding. So it really starts blaring out from your iPhone. And if you hold down the buttons until the countdown ends, your phone automatically calls emergency service. So if you want to ward somebody off, make a sound from your phone, that's a good thing to do. On the iPhone 7 or earlier, you just press and hold the side button 5 times and the emergency slider appears. Now, after the call ends, your phone sends your emergency contact a text message with your current location, but you can cancel it. I don't know why you would. And if location services is off, it will actually be turned back on temporarily so that it can let your contacts know where you are. I think some good features in there. People will say, why haven't you talked about the Android phones for this? Because every phone on the Android side is different. That's why I just thought I'd bring this up today.
That'd be handy if you found yourself stuck at a ostentatious gig and you wanted to get out in a hurry.
I've heard it gets flogged at an ostentatious concert, so yes.
It's not the only thing getting flogged.
Now, this is an interesting one, Richard. Myself and Anthony can't share a Netflix password anymore.
Yeah, what's going on?
We're splitting it 50-50.
I have to get me own now.
This received a lot of publicity around the world on Friday, and I thought I'd bring it to people because it started to gain traction. In some countries around the world, there is a thing that comes up on your screen when you log into Netflix that goes, we've noticed you're not actually at the address where the Netflix account is at the moment. You can actually go along now, sign up for a 2-week trial, or we recommend you go along and get an account on there as well. So it's a trial for people, and I haven't seen anybody in Australia with it yet, but it is gaining some traction out there as well. So you've just got to be aware of this. Turns out Netflix are trying to go along and weed out hackers who sell Netflix accounts in online marketplaces for a one-off fee. This is what this is all about. Yep, we know Netflix make lots of money out there as well, but you know, if they don't get a handle on it, we might actually see this come in, which will be, you know, I'd struggle to find anybody who actually doesn't share a Netflix account.
Absolutely. It's been like that right from the start, which has always amazed me how such a big company can just sort of, here you go, here's your password, share and share alike.
If you've got two-factor authentication turned on there, sometimes you struggle to make sure that works. That's why a lot of people don't turn that on. I mean, people do the same with, you know, with Amazon as well, and Stan, they're sharing these passwords around to that, so Netflix, the first one to put there, and they'd be doing it as well because over in the United States, there's nearly a new streaming service every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're only a small part of this, but over there, you know, it's all about making money and staying and keeping the competition out.
Making the cash, that's what it's all about. Speaking of making cash, Facebook, Zuckerberg's just about got every single dollar that exists. They're going to take on Siri now.
What a stupid idea this is. They're trying to introduce a new feature called Hey Facebook to wake up its own smart devices on there as well. So Facebook have a lineup of smart devices called their portals. I've actually got one on my desk as well. Wonderful. If you like Facebook, get yourself a portal. It's got a camera in it, follows you around the room when you're talking to people, so you don't actually have to, you know, stand there and look at the camera all the time. I actually follow your face on there as well. They've also got the Oculus VR platform, a gaming platform as well. Have you ever played with one of those?
No.
Great fun. Got to say, they do that very, very well. But now, you can, with all those devices, you can say, hey, Facebook, take a screenshot. Hey, Facebook, show me who's online on there as well. It's turned off by default. Can I just say, I would never turn this thing on. If you're worried about Facebook listening to you, or recording or transcribing what you're saying as well, this is one thing I would actually leave turned off. Stupidest idea I've heard in a long time.
Now, is yours on or off, Lockie? Because you're a little paranoid when it comes to what Facebook's listening to.
Well, it's always listening to what I'm doing. It's very, yeah. And then I get suggestions. I know, Anthony, you're into barbecues. I get ads for barbecues all the time now.
Right, because we're sitting here talking about
100%
how to fry up a pork chop.
Yep, 100%. I'll get ads for that in about 2 minutes.
Really?
Yep. And you know how we've been joking around about old cars and whatnot. Mm. I get that all the time.
Really?
Even stuff I've put in messages, Richard Pascoe.
Yes.
Like,
which you do. If you put stuff in messages, of course Facebook's going to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, for it. And we can probably guarantee that later on this morning you'll have... is Ostentatious really going to appear in your Facebook feed?
Well, I don't know if he's got a Facebook account or not, Ostentatious.
Oh, he would have.
But we might.
We'll delete any reference to him, QuickSmart. Don't worry about that.
We might get some legal representation on Facebook a bit later if we get this cease and desist letter.
There we go.
So Lockie isn't being silly when he thinks that, you know, he mentions... you know, yellow apricots, and all of a sudden, yellow apricots are coming up in his feed. That is actually a thing.
And next week, we're going to actually talk about what Facebook actually does listen to you about.
All right.
Because Apple have rolled out a new, which will be out in about another month. They actually tell you what every app is doing it now. Jeez. And it just might be there is an app on there that's going along there and recording, you know. It would happen on the Android phone, but you'll never be told about it because we know you've still got your Samsung, haven't you, Lockie?
Yeah, I got a Samsung now.
Yeah, and Apple are rolling it out now, saying exactly what's happening.
All right. Well, at least I know everything my phone's picking up is just getting sent straight to China.
Yeah.
Right. Richard Pascoe, thanks for that this morning. We'll check in with you next Wednesday morning. Have a good week.
Thank you. Go Port.